This video is brought to you by Surfshark. All right, I'm about to show you all the exact moment this cop chases down a Trump supporter, then confronts him in his own truck, because this Trump supporter was driving around with this massive Trump flag and honking his horn, trying to intimidate and scare protesters with his truck. Now, it's kind of sick that he's also flying an American flag while trying to stop our First Amendment right to protest or assemble or have our voices heard. But this cop actually does chase him down, takes care of it. Now, the dude is able to get out of the truck and confront the cop. Not sure if a black American would be able to do that. I really don't think so. But I want to show you exactly how we got here, because this story is a little bit more local to the state of Montana. Someone posted on the Montana Reddit, like the subreddit just made for Montana people, which one of you was this? And people were telling stories in the comments. The top comment says, definitely do not hop out of your vehicle aggressively unless you are looking to get shot or tased. Then by all means, someone said, the thing is, this same dude will aggressively defend the fact that he didn't get tased because he, quote, followed the rules. The cop doesn't even have his hand on his weapon half the time, talking to him while the dude throws a literal tantrum. The cop, for some reason, refuses to escalate when it's a fellow white dude with a MAGA flag, but I digress. Let's break down this clip. First, I want to show you some of the MAGA tantrums that we've seen at the No Kings protests over the past week. We all saw this one. This MAGA woman came in with a weapon, escalated, and when people escalated back, she grabbed her weapon to unholster it. Absolute madness.
At the No Kings protest, MAGAs tried inciting violence.
My name is Larry Franzen. This is not a peaceful protest. You actually just threatened a police officer. How do you feel about that?
Who threatened a police officer?
Nobody
except for you. Shut up.
Actually,
yeah, you
just
walked over to our protest
you
with
said
a knife.
All cops are bastards.
That's not a threat.
That's not
it's
a threat.
Is there not a cop? There are multiple police officers
those are,
right
that's
there.
Not a threat.
That's a threat to the police.
And that is not a threat. I'm so sorry. These people are so sensitive. Donald Trump can attack judges. He can attack Supreme Court justices. He can attack actual law firms and try to get them to do pro bono work. But if somebody says all cops are bastards, all of a sudden that's too far. And I wouldn't even, that's not even a phrase that I think is effective. I think there's more nuanced ways to try to get that message across. But let's watch this video of this MAGA trucker being straight up chased down by a cop after honking his horn and trying to intimidate protesters. I'll let it play out. Make sure you drop a like. And listen, we are all about to level up together. We are starting a network. We are starting new shows in the coming months this summer. So if you want to be here for the ride, drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We are growing at a faster rate than a lot of the MAGA media, and it's because of you all. So let's keep it going, and let's watch this.
Yep.
He's getting pulled over.
I mean, I'm sorry, there's more to play, but notice how de-escalatory the cop is in this situation. I don't mean to immediately insert race into everything, but like, come on. If this were a black American who got out of his car, who yelled at a cop, slammed his door and said, come on, the cop would have escalated further. I love how nice and peaceful the cop all of a sudden is.
And then you said,
how is it a threat?
Open borders?
How
do
is
you
it
have
a threat?
How is that a threat to the police? Oh,
that's all.
Wow. Back up. Back up.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
See, both sides there were escalating a little bit. But to be fair, this lady shouldn't have come up saying, why are you attacking police officers? What a crazy accusation to levy. Now, someone else in the Reddit thread regarding the Montana trucker guy took a picture of him getting pulled over later in the day and said, same guy was either earlier or later pulled over right behind the Capitol. Such an ass. And this is what annoys me about the political violence between right-wingers and when people try to compare it to political violence on the left. You will always hear this argument. They say both sides have political violence. That's not true. It is different. Yes, there are extremist elements on the far, far left, but on the right, it is coming top down from the President of the United States, from sitting senators like Mike Lee, who said heinous things after the Minnesota shooting, or even Lindsey Graham. Remember when Lindsey Graham a few weeks back said that Greta hopefully doesn't sink or she knows how to swim or whatever? Top down from the Republican Party, you have people calling for heinous crimes. Trump says the Democrats are sick in the mind. And then when you look at FBI stats, 76% of lethal extremist political crimes or murders are done by right-wingers. Even non-lethal property damage done by right-wingers. Now, when you do look at the property damage numbers, on the people on the left do participate in property damage a little bit more than they participate in lethal murders, which I think is a good thing. I think it's good that people on the left opt for property damage during these protests. But even then, the vast majority of protests that happen are peaceful. The No Kings protests, 100% peaceful and historic protests. And that's what makes MAGA mad. These were historic protests. There was no violence. So MAGA begins to escalate and create the violence. And just think about it. When Trump is telling his supporters in a top-down manner, when the President of the United States is telling his supporters who are impressionable that Democrats are sick in the mind, we want to flood the country with illegal immigrants and ruin the country, then you're not surprised when this dude, this unhinged MAGA supporter, or even this woman in this clip, they come up and act in an escalatory and unhinged manner. I mean, you can just almost expect it. That is the effect Trump is trying to create. So as I keep approaching these debates, I'm going to continue to hammer home the fact that the violence disproportionately happens on the right, and the violence that does happen on the right is, you know, escalated and, you know, pushed by the leaders of the Republican Party. And really quickly, I've been traveling a lot for work lately. My crew and I are trying to build a bigger, better left-leaning media ecosystem, and that means I go on the road. And whether I'm connected to airport Wi-Fi or hotel Wi-Fi, I am always connected to Surfshark. And I'm not just saying that because they help make these videos possible. I'm saying that because number one, they make my internet usage safer. Number two, they make it more accessible. And number three, they just make it easier. And VPNs aren't a luxury anymore. They're the seatbelt of the internet that keep it safe. So Surfshark is the one that you want to choose because you get unlimited devices in one subscription. That means your phone, your laptop, your smart tablet, it doesn't matter, you have it covered. They have servers in 100 countries, and you can watch Japanese Netflix documentaries if you're in the USA and vice versa. So click on the first link in the description, that is surfshark.com/Mockler, M-O-C-K-L-E-R, and use code Mockler. Again, first link in the description, and it's no risk. You can get 4 extra months of Surfshark VPN by visiting that, and it'll make your internet usage a lot safer, more accessible, and just healthier. Again, first link in the description for 4 extra months of Surfshark. That is surfshark.com/Mockler. Thank you to Surfshark for making this video possible. Thank you to you guys for watching this video. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. See you all in the next one. Peace out.